94.7 WMJC, Detroit's favorite music. And it's 7:57, and here come the Temptations. I'm Tom Shannon. Good morning. Magic 95, now the new 94.7 WMJC Birmingham. It's 8 o'clock, and here's Roberta.
Good morning, and wow, is it a warm morning. Currently, partly cloudy and very mild, 62 degrees at WMJC. It's going to be sunny later on today. Checking traffic now, MEP says traffic on 13 Mile Road just west of Greenfield is slow because of an accident. There's a large piece of sheet metal blocking the right side of the ramp from Dearborn to the southbound Fisher. The northbound Lodge exit to Forest is closed for construction, and the westbound Ford exit to Gratiot is closed for repair. The news is a service of AAA Travel Agency. Leave your worries at our doorstep. They may be coining a new cliche in the Soviet Union. Bad news is no news. The Soviet press is busy trumpeting May Day in its headlines today. Newspapers are running only brief stories on the inside pages about the nuclear reactor fire near Kiev, which is thought to be still burning.
Hundreds of thousands of workers paraded through Red Square under brilliant sunshine for the annual May Day celebration, kicking off a four-day holiday across the Soviet Union. The sea of posters carried in the two-hour parade were notable for lacking any references to nuclear power, apparently having been pulled out in advance because of the Chernobyl nuclear accident. In the past, posters reflected official party-approved slogans for the parade, such as proclamations about meeting energy production goals. About a dozen posters were directed at the United States, including the recent strikes against Libya. Roxanne Irvesty, Moscow.
Meantime, Secretary of State George Shultz reports this morning that the Soviets have rejected the U.S. offer to help handle the nuclear accident.
Insofar as the President's message to Gorbachev and offer of assistance is concerned, they did reply that they appreciated the offer and they don't sense any need for it at this point.
Shultz telling reporters this morning in Bali that the U.S. intelligence data shows the accident was a major one. So far, no plans for beefed-up police patrols in downtown Detroit in response to an incident last weekend in Greektown, an incident during which a Greektown business owner was beaten up after trying to break up a fight that broke out on Monroe and St. Antoine. Even Greektown Merchants Association members call the incident an isolated one, being exaggerated by the media. Mayor Young says, come on, most young people in Greektown have been well-behaved.
We will appeal to the kids if we have in the past to help us keep order, to conduct themselves in such a way as everyone can enjoy downtown. We'd much rather do it that way. If we have to, we're prepared to take other steps, including even if we have to, a curfew.
Young saying the record warm weather brought record large crowds downtown last weekend, but there were no serious problems that he's aware of. For the first time since the January shuttle disaster, there's going to be a launch down at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. NASA is putting up a hurricane tracking satellite later today. It's a marriage of convenience that both parties are hoping will work. Chrysler and American Motors are talking about getting together on a project, one not to be considered a joint venture, though. Under their agreement, Chrysler would build some of its models at one of two AMC car plants. In the oops department, a glitch in the state's vehicle emissions testing program means about 40,000 Detroit area drivers will be able to skip the test. State officials say a design feature in the vehicles, most of them GM cars, may prevent them from being tested fairly. Test waivers have been sent to affected drivers. You're either a big winner or a big loser in the stock market these days. Yesterday, the bottom fell out as the Dow Jones Industrials plunged to its deepest one-day loss in history. The Dow off a whopping 41.91 to 1783.98. Analysts say profit-taking was behind much of yesterday's sell-off, volume totaling 147 million shares. You know the old saying, good fences make good neighbors? Well, you can bet these people have very good neighbors. The state of Kansas today is hosting the Barbed Wire Swap and Sell. It's an annual event. Some late-inning offense. Sports next on WMJC. It's 8:05.
Isn't it wonderful to have so many choices when you travel? Let's say you'd like to take a little vacation to Hawaii, for example. Well, every week you can choose from 55 flights with 7 different rates that could change any minute. Upon landing, you'll find 5 rental car companies with a total of 255 different kinds of cars they'd love to rent to you at any of 16 varying rates. Now, how about a hotel? You'll find 95 of them, each with its own rates.
Confused? You won't be if you call AAA Travel. We know everything there is to know about travel, so we can help you make the right choices. Of course, everyone can save with Michigan's largest travel agency, but if you're a AAA member, you'll save even more.
And if Hawaii isn't for you, there are 95 other tropical paradises with 253 flights.
See your AAA travel agent today.
Spend 8 days in Hawaii with AAA. Land packages from $639 include hotel and accommodations in Waikiki. Hawaiian cruises also available. Call AAA Travel today.
806 WMJC. Here's the coach, John Todgis.
Relief wasn't spelled W-I-L-L-I-E last night as some late-inning offense gets the Royals going. KC scoring 5 off the Tiger ace in the ninth and wins the game 7-3. Calgary pulls it off. Believe it or not, the Flames edge Edmonton 3-2 to end the Oilers' 2-year reign as Stanley Cup champions. Not as good news for you Maple Leaf fans. Toronto edged by St. Louis in the decisive 7th game 2-1. One NBA playoff contest for you. The Lakers get 26 from Kareem, 23 from James Worthy, 21 from Magic in a 117-113 win over Dallas LA up 2-0. Coming up at 8:30, the agony of defeat. And on his birthday, too. That's sports. It's 8:06.
Advanced weekend radar weather for Detroit from Channel 7's Jim Mattis. Cloudy with showers this morning. Becoming partly sunny, though, later on with a high today, 65. Partly cloudy tonight, low 38. Sunny and cool tomorrow, high 54. Saturday and Sunday, sunshine with highs in the low 60s. The official Detroit temperature now, we're down 6 to 56. I'm Roberta Giacena, WMJC News.
I'm going to play the role of a neophyte, Roberta, and ask you directly, because I'm back in the state again. I haven't been here for a few years now. I'm wondering I know what emissions are, but what kind of cars do we know that qualify and all that? Would you have to have your car, whatever it is, in whatever year, tested for that?
Every car except new cars recently, bought within the last year.
All right.
And also any of these cars that for some reason are getting by the new emissions equipment. Most of them are GM cars, and you'll get the waiver in the mail if you're one of those people.
But you got to have it tested, and if you fall into the other category, you got to have it tested for these emissions, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm about to buy a new car, I think. So I should be all right for another year.
What kind are you going to get?
Anything that's cheap. Maybe, no, I don't know. I really have my heart's, I don't know, my mind is set on something that I've seen on the road I think is terrific. It's a, may I say it? It's a Ford, I guess, why not? It's the Motor City Ford Motor Company car, the Escort GT. Have you seen that one?
Nice-looking car.
Isn't that a neat little machine? I'd like that. I've had Escorts before in the family, and I like it, and I saw one the other day that was candy apple red, and I thought to myself, well, I don't know if that's the color that Ford gives it, but I think it's kind of an orangey red, as a matter of fact. I'm colorblind anyway, but it looks pretty spiffy, I'll tell you. I feel like I'm going back to the 60s here, because I always had red Vets or something, you know, depending on the car, but it was always a wild color. What do you think? I'm going through a midlife crisis or something here? Am I?
Well, I don't know, but let's talk about it after the show.
You want to hear about emissions, I'll tell you.
Oh,
I know. Well, it's 8 minutes after 8. Good morning.
The new 94.7 WMJC, and that's Whitney Houston, of course. 12 after 8 o'clock in the morning, coming up, a chat with Chuck Daly of the Detroit Pistons.
And it's Jeff and Jer, the only two guys who can bring you this guy. Here he is. The big guy from the Oval Office. Good morning, Mr. President.
Hello there, Tom and Jer. How are you?
Real good, sir.
That's good.
Jeff, by the way. It's Jeff.
Oh, so there's three of you there, huh? Well, my very best wishes from Nancy and all the rest of us to all three of you, yes.
Thank you, sir. Hey, speaking of you and Nancy, the whole country seemed to be watching last week when they opened up this Al Capone's vault. Did you see that show? Did you and Nancy watch it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we found that very interesting, you know.
A lot of people were burned because they went through it. They knocked out all the stuff, went down that long tunnel, and there was nothing there, sir.
Well, you know, there's another way of looking at that, fellas.
What's that?
If you think about it, there really was something at the end of that tunnel.
What?
Geraldo Rivera's career.
Yeah, well,
yes,
true.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, we might as well ask you, what is the latest from your perspective on Madman Mobar?
Oh, well, the mad dog. Well, you know, we're keeping our eye on that situation, and, well, while I'm on the phone here, let me ask you guys this.
Yes.
Do you know why the new Libyan Navy has glass-bottom boats?
No, sir, why?
So they can keep an eye on the old Libyan Navy.
Okay, sure.
Yes, sir-y.
Score one for our side. Yeah.
And by the way, let me just expound on that, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
And I'll clean it up afterwards when I'm done.
I hope so.
Okay. You know, Muammar, the Gaddafi man, is, urging Arabs around the world to turn themselves into human bombs to wreak vengeance upon the Americans.
That's right. He wants them to do kamikaze tricks and turn themselves into human bombs.
Well, let me just say this, Mr. Gaddafi. I've always believed in leadership by example myself, yes.
Enough said.
There you go. Stick that in your Muammar and Gaddafi it.
Goodbye, sir.
Well, goodbye.
There's only one Alan Allman, and he's here on the new 94.7 WMJC. Each night next week, Alan has something special for you in honor of Mother's Day. Alan will be giving you a chance to win a $1,000 gift certificate to Metro Detroit's premier furniture store, Gorman's, leading the way in home furnishings and design. Plus, to help you, your mother, or your wife make the best selection, each $1,000 spending spree includes free design services, compliments of Gorman's. Be listening all next week to The Alan Allman Show for your chance to add a touch of flair and elegance to your home.
It's a great dress, but how much is it? On sale for $14.99.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's Sears' biggest dress sale all year.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's never been easier to say
yes, yes, yes
to a new dress than now when you save 30% during Sears' Dress Spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Dress after dress, a great selection, just $14.99 and $23.99. Plus leather handbags, just $9.99, just until May 10th.
There's more for your life
in the new century.
At Sears.
Keep your car looking good. Body fitness, trunk to hood. Taco Dynol is the key to beauty and longevity. Take it to Taco Dynol.
If you want the deepest, richest shine for your car, but don't want the time-consuming, back-breaking job of waxing it yourself, take it to Tough Coat Dynol for System 6 Sunshine. It's a super hard, mirror-like, silicone and acrylic exterior glaze that eliminates waxing for up to 4 years on new cars. Ask your Tough Coat Dynol dealer for warranty details. For a car that looks good, trunk to hood, get Tough Coat Dynol System 6 Sunshine Glaze.
And to keep your new or used car fit, take it to Tough Coat Dynol in Rochester on North Main Street at University and in St. Clair Shores on East 9 Mile Road at Harper, the body fitness experts. 17 after 8, an accident on the right shoulder of northbound I-75 just north of 10 Mile, slowing traffic there. All lanes of southbound Gratiot, they're closed right over I-94. Traffic being rerouted to the northbound lanes, or is it rerouted, guys? Is it potatoes or potatoes? Anyway, rerouted to the northbound lanes, and there's an accident blocking traffic on eastbound 8 Mile Road between Mound and Van Dyke.
WMJC 94.7. 94.7.
Hi, this is Greg Bowman.
And this is Barbara Cusack.
From WMJC News. And we'd like to welcome Tom Shannon back to Detroit Radio on the new 94.7 WMJC.
WMJC, 21 after 8 o'clock in the morning. This is Tom Shannon, along with John Todges, our coach, and on that very subject, Chuck Daly, the Pistons coach, who's, I think, on summer vacation. Anyway, should be. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Tom. Yeah, the little vacation is a little bit early.
Is this really a vacation for you? You still have a lot of things, obviously, to do over the next several weeks, don't you?
Oh, it kind of never stops because the draft is coming up in not too distant future. We have a camp in Chicago where the seniors go over Memorial Day weekend or the week following Memorial Day this year. And then we've got a camp in Windsor, and there are always things to do.
Well, now that the Pistons have decided to flip-flop with Sacramento, do you have any players penciled in that you think the Pistons have a shot at? Looks like a fairly deep draft, anyway.
Yeah, I think the fact that we've had so many underclassmen come out means that there's going to be a quality player there. Our problems in the draft will be that primarily we need some more size. I think in the Atlanta series, the average inches per position was about 4 inches. So we need to move up in size, and I'm not sure that a big guy will be there. It'll depend on whether in the first 10 spots a guard goes, and there's a chance that Dawkins and or a kid by the name of Harper from Miami of Ohio would go in there, which would leave a big player, but maybe not as big as we would like, but it's probably the kind of player we'd be interested in.
I was just going to ask about Jack, but yeah, I don't know. He says that they're going to be in contender if they get the right player,
I would think.
Well, I certainly hope so.
As long as that player is Larry Bird or somebody right.
Yeah, right.
You can't argue with the boss anyway, can you? I don't think.
Oh, no.
What are the chances of putting together some sort of deal to get a big man or a move up in the draft lottery? Is that pretty remote?
I think it's remote. Everybody always talks about it, but I don't think anybody's giving up a better position they have unless you can give them something they really want. And I'm not sure that there's anything that we have that could be the case. It's always a possibility, but it's been fairly remote.
You know, there's been a lot of speculation about who may be involved in a trade. Obviously, Isaiah Billa and Biron Kelly Trepuka are the nucleus of the team. Joe Dumars seems to be in demand, at least from the reports I've read.
Well, Joe had an outstanding year. He came in here kind of unheralded, particularly in this area. We knew how good a player he was, but point guards and their type are hard to come by. Plus, the kid can play defense. He can shoot the ball, and he had an outstanding year. He made the all-rookie team, and he is the kind of player that people are interested in. The problem is that kind of player is hard to come by yourself, and you don't really like to give him up. You say, well, we'll give him up and try to get a big guy. Well, first of all, they won't give you a big guy for a guard to begin with. And then secondly, where do you replace him? So I don't see where we can move in that direction. I think the key to the draft for us is that second pick, which is Cleveland's pick, which is really the 27th pick in the draft. And there's where I think our people really have to do, and myself, have to do our homework and come up with a good player in that position, because both of these people, the 11th pick and the 27th, could both make our roster.
Okay.
Chuck, aside from the three main men, do you expect a big changeover in personnel?
Well, you never know. Everybody talks about it. Every year there's been very little happening in rosters, although I sense this year that so many teams feel like they're maybe stagnated in a certain position, either below a playoff position or in a playoff position, that people may be willing to make a little more of a move this year. I think the salary cap idea has finally set in, and people are seeing that it's very difficult to change their roster, although I understand that the salary cap will be moving up slightly. It still has been a problem, so you may see a little more movement in roster, but I wouldn't have any idea which direction we might go.
Got to ask you about the officiating in that last game. Referees Jess Kersey and Daryl Gerritsen tried to let the teams play it out, I know, but do you think they let it go a little too far? I've seen less hitting at Red Wing games, seriously.
Well, in watching playoff basketball, it always gets a lot more physical and becomes almost like sumo wrestling to get down to it. I've watched the Lakers and Dallas game, which wasn't quite as physical, but the games do get more and more physical because you've got so many more post-up people available when you get to final positions.
Chuck, give us a prediction on who you think will win the NBA title.
Well, I think you're going to see Boston and L.A. in the finals. There's always a possibility to upset, but I'd be surprised if those two teams don't make it. And I think in every sport, the team that plays the best throughout the year usually wins it, a la Chicago Bears in football. Previous year in football, it was the San Francisco club, and in baseball, we've seen it with the Tigers here 2 years ago. And I think that Boston probably is the deepest and has the best shot to win it.
I'll bet you lunch the Lakers will win.
You got it, pal.
All right.
I understand I'm coming into town new, but I certainly can read and hear other sports things from out of town, Chuck, but I understand you're a pretty good golfer.
Well, I like to hit them. I was out with Big Cat Williams yesterday, who's the long drive champ. He hits the ball 100 yards past me on a drive.
That's some heavy competition.
You know, it's taken Chuck 3 years to do it, but yesterday was the first time he finally got the little ball through the windmill to win a free game.
Listen, we've both been grueling you a little bit here, Chuck, and this is my first time ever talking to you, but I know that you've been a very big asset to our station and certainly to the Detroit Pistons. We certainly look forward to having you back next season. Keep our fingers crossed, and I look forward to meeting in person.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's been a very enjoyable year being with you, and let's hope we can do it again.
All right, Chuck. Take care now.
Thank you very much. Good morning to all. It's 28 after 8, the new 94.7 WMJC. Of course, that's Chuck Daly from the Detroit Pistons. Now let's get a check on our weather from Channel 7's Jim Mattis.
Good morning, Tom. 56 degrees out there right now, and sunshine starting to creep through the middle portion of the state, and that pattern will continue today. We'll watch readings hovering around that 60-degree mark with the sunshine, but cool northwest winds. Here's our radar weather forecast in detail for today. Cloudy, chance of showers, I think, is over now. We'll become partly sunny, high of 65 degrees. And for tonight, partly cloudy, an overnight low of 38. Tomorrow is sunny and cool and a high of 54. Tom, right now we've got 56 at Metro, 59 at City.
Okay, thank you. But boy, I tell you, we've been just talking to people all over the place. We're not going to gruel you as well, Jim. You've given us pretty much the information we need, and we're looking forward to at least a sunshiny weekend, and we'll get out of this, what do we call it, Detroit dangler here?
Yes.
The next couple of hours. Fingers crossed for that, and looking forward to a pretty nice, at least sunshiny Saturday and Sunday. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, hi there, sports fans. It's me, Willie B., Bill Biceps, and hang on, I'll be along in just a few moments here with Tom Shannon and the whole gang on the new 94.7 WMJC.
Don't look back, we've drawn the line. Move on, it's no good to go back in time. I'll never find another girl like you. For happiness it takes two. With fire and ice, a dream won't come true.
Point seven WMJC, it's 8:32 in the morning, and here's Roberta.
Good morning. Is it going to be the lusty month of May or the rusty month of May? We've already had some showers this morning, May 1st in Detroit, but it's going to be sunny and nice this afternoon. Currently 56 degrees at WMJC. Checking traffic now, there's a three-car accident blocking the left lane of westbound 8 Mile Road just before Mound. The right lane of westbound 13 Mile is blocked by an accident just past Greenfield. There's a stalled car in the right lane of westbound 8 Mile just past the Lodge, and a piece of sheet metal is still blocking the right side of the ramp from Dearborn to the southbound Fisher. The Soviet government now says 18 people are in serious condition because of the accident at the nuclear plant in Chernobyl. The Soviets say a total of 197 people were injured. Two people are dead. Also this morning, the Soviets have rejected an offer by the U.S. to provide technical and humanitarian aid in the wake of the nuclear disaster. The USSR saying it appreciates the offer but does not need our help at this time. We've heard from a group of people from Western Michigan University, who are now touring the Soviet Union.
We're worried and concerned and unhappy about it, but this is absolutely glorious city, and up until yesterday, it's been a terrific tour.
That's WMU English professor John Cooley in Kiev. Cooley says his tour group has not been advised to take any special precautions during the remainder of their Soviet stay. Some Michigan college kids think Mount Pleasant has become a police state. The students are angry about local police efforts to stop an annual street party that is scheduled for tonight, the so-called End of the World Party, which usually attracts about 5,000 people. Police have gotten a court order prohibiting people living in the neighborhood from conducting, organizing, or participating in a party from now until early tomorrow morning. They've hired 100 extra cops for patrol and are requiring people who move through the area to carry passes and ID cards. Last year, 56 partiers were arrested. $2,000 in property damage was done. Watch for state police sobriety check lanes to debut in Michigan by Memorial Day. Officials say Ingham County and Wayne County are expected to be among the first to try the idea out. This summer, guaranteed to be a humdinger for mosquitoes. According to researchers at Cutter Industries, more than 10 trillion of the little bloodsuckers will spend summer in the good old USA. They figure that's 41,000 mosquitoes for each American. About normal. Say so long to Dynasty, and we're not talking about John Forsythe. Sports next on WMJC. It's 8:35.
Welcome to Sports Wrap, brought to you by Miller Lite, with your host, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Hey, sports fans, I love you. Glad to have you with us on Sports Wrap, the show that doesn't pull any punches. Today, we're putting famous football expert John Madden on the hot seat. He should be coming through the door any minute.
Sorry I'm late, Bob. I tried every door in the place. And boy, can I go for a nice cold light beer from Miller.
Sure thing. You know, famous sports legends drink light because it tastes great.
Yeah, but how about you, Bob?
Because it's less filling. And you don't want to get filled up when you'll be asking some tough football questions, like this list the fans wanted me to ask you. Read it carefully, big boy.
Whoa, boy, these are tough.
Whew. We're waiting on your answers.
Here goes. Yes, no, maybe, sometimes, I don't know.
All right, there you have it. Another in-depth interview here on Sports Wrap. See you next time with another exciting guest.
That wraps Sports Wrap. When great sports get together, there's only one light beer, Miller Lite.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
836 at WMJC. Here is the coach, John Todges.
Good morning. You know, for the past 12 NHL seasons, just four teams have won the Stanley Cup. It was all pretty predictable. First, those rough, tough Philadelphia clubs, then the Montreal Canadiens dynasty, then it was the Islanders, followed by Edmonton, and as a result, the Stanley Cup playoffs, especially the early rounds, were pretty darn dull, frankly. But that's changed dramatically this year. All the division winners are now out. The Oilers, the champs, the latest team, losing 3-2 to Calgary in the decisive contest. And, man, you have to feel sorry for a 23-year-old rookie named Steve Smith. He tried to clear the puck in the third period, but he hit goalie Grant Fuhr's skate. It bounced in the net. It was the game winner.
It was a big mistake, and I've got to, live up to it. And, I just put in the guys, but, I think that just got to keep going.
And if that wasn't enough, it was Smith's 23rd birthday.
Edmonton Oilers won like champions. They lost like champs, too. After the game, they skated over to their bench, their heads high, then led by Wayne Gretzky, went to center ice and congratulated the Flames in the traditional handshake. They'll be back. St. Louis will meet Calgary in one semifinal. The Blues end Toronto's season with a 2-1 win. NBA Lakers 117, Dallas 113. They lead 2-0. Tigers have the night off after blowing a 3-2 lead in the ninth. Kansas City scores 5 off Willie Hernandez, Chuck Carey, and Randy O'Neill and wins 7-3. Dan Petrie pitched a fine game, walked the leadoff batter in the ninth, and was relieved by Hernandez. The roof promptly fell in. Yankees beat Minnesota 3-2, Toronto 6, California 4. Cleveland wins again 6-4 over Texas. Boston beats Seattle, Chicago over Baltimore. Milwaukee dumps Oakland. National wins for Montreal, San Diego, L.A., Houston, San Francisco, and the Mets. It's 11 in a row for New York. First lesson for Mr. Chuck Long in negotiating with those penny-pinching Lions. Never say you don't want the money, even if you don't.
I'm just not worried about the money. I mean, I know the money's going to be there. I know I'll be comfortable living. I'm not going to go out and buy 10 Mercedes and this and that. I'm just not that type of guy.
I wonder if the Lions will play that back in future discussions with Long. And that's sports. It's 8:38.
Advanced weekend radar weather for Detroit from Channel 7's Jim Mattis. Cloudy with showers this morning, then becoming partly sunny, high 65. Partly cloudy tonight, low 38. Sunny and cool tomorrow, high 54. Saturday and Sunday, look for sunshine with highs in the low 60s. The official Detroit temperature now, 56. I'm Roberta Jacena, WMJC News.
Thanks, Roberta, and thank you, John. I was just thinking about the sports shows that I've done. I got to tell you, I'm a sports fan, but I haven't always been the one most versed in stats to be able to, you know, lay those things on the coaches and players. I did a show with Lyle Alzado, for example, when he played with the Denver Broncos, and I did that daily. He would come in the studio, sit right next to me, and of course you'd really feel intimidated. Then I did one with John Madden. Now he's pretty glib, but wow. I gotta say this, Chuck Daly is incredibly glib. I mean, he's the kind of guy you can throw any question. I have a feeling he can feel that and come right back with no problem.
He can hold his own against anybody, I'll tell you.
Who's the one that's most memorable for you? I mean, the current players and people and coaches withstanding, who else would you come to mind with that you work with?
You know, Wayne Gretzky was always one of the best interviews as far as I was concerned. He's a nice guy on top of everything else.
And Wayne was that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And he plays pretty good, I'd say.
Oh, he's a fair player.
Journeyman hockey player, sure. Okay. How about you, Roberta? Have you ever done anything in the sports department at all like that, directly with somebody, a coach or a player?
No, but I'd like to talk to a few of them and try them out.
I'll bet you would. I'll bet you would. Okay, one down, and how many more to go? No, it's 8:39 in the morning from the new 94.7 WMJC. I'm Tom Shannon, and you know what? We're all in this thing together. Here's Al Jarreau.
It's like a diamond ring. It's a precious thing. And we never want to lose it. Like a favorite song that we love to sing. Every time we hear the music, and we're in this love together, we got the kind that lasts forever.